Okay. Now, I'm not sure if the structure is supposed to be working. I don't know if Boruch Lubinsky is in charge of the structure. But I'll propose him, so I'm supposed to be giving like a shiur every 2 weeks. We'll see what happens. I wanted to concentrate, just to sum up what the Va'ad is supposed to do with the Midos. First of all, you have to, I'm hovering over now, just to be Masad there, like an outline form. You have to know what the Mida is. You have to understand what the Mida is. Its essence. Let's say we're going to talk about patience. So you have to know what patience means, what it means to have patience, what it consists of, what is its root, what is its, what is it? You know, how do you define it? Then you have to know what its sources is. If a person's impatient, you know, the Gross says in Mishlei that all Midos Ro'os have two Sharashim. It's a constant theme of the Gro and Mishlei. They have two sources. And if you think about it, it's not Mishlei. Taiva and Gaiva. Taiva and Gaiva, he calls it Kaas and Tava. It's very interesting, he calls it Kaas, but it could be really called Tava and Gaiva. And everything comes from those two. Everything comes from those two Sharashim in a person. All Midos Ro'os comes from those two Sharashim in a person. His Ratzon to be superior, or that people should hold of him and like him and hold of him, or Taiva, or that he wants to have his way. He wants to have self-gratification. So you have to know, so when we're talking about knowing the Midah, you have to know A, its essence, B, what are its Sharashim in you, where does it come from? You have to have the self-knowledge we talked about to know what the source, what the shirish of the Midah is in you. Number three, we said, you have to know how it manifests itself. And you have to recognize it. You have to have the ability, as if someone else is looking at you and saying, you know something? You just exhibited impatience. Right? It could be as simple as a motion, a facial gesture, or it could be exhibited as anger, and it could be exhibited in raising your voice, it could be exhibited in tapping your shoes, it could be exhibited in leaning over the platform and looking to see if the subway car is coming, right? So you have to recognize the midah, let's say impatience. We're going to talk about patience and impatience. You have to recognize it. And number four is you have to know its ramifications, the totsa'os. Look at the totsa'os if you're impatient. Right? You get high blood pressure. You get angry. You could easily be over on Rav's Dvarim. Right? You have to know all the... We'll be going over things. I'm saying that's the fourth thing you have to know with Midos. And number five is you have to know why it's wrong. You have to learn the wrongness of it. Why Hashem is displeased with you if you act that way. Where's the pagat? So we'll put those all under the heading of knowing the Midah. Number one is its essence, its sources in you, the Sharashim, how it manifests itself, that you should recognize it. Number four, its ramifications, its totsa'os, what it makes you do. And finally, number five, it's wrongness, Pasha. What's wrong with it? Who says it's wrong? Like, why is it wrong? Why is it not good to be that way? So that's number one. And number two is how you are masakin a midah. And you have to have tremendous self-awareness of what your strengths and weaknesses are. And we'll be going over today some different ways of approaching tikkun midos, because different people will be motivated by different things. As we'll see, I'll get to the examples. You see what I mean? Some people are motivated really out of a sense of, let's say, they want to do what's right. Some people, they're motivated just because they want to have good relationships with other people. So they want to be masakin them even that way. Some people are motivated by Musar. Some people are motivated by Yiras Hashem. Some people are motivated by Gaiva, really. And you tell them, it's pasnished, you know? Not appropriate, you should act that way. and you're appealing really, we're going to see that this is an approved method by Bali Musar to be Masakin Amida, which needs emergency surgery, so you can appeal to another Mida Ra'a in order to be Masakin that Mida. We'll be going over all the possibilities, but in Roman numeral 2, as we're saying, the way you Masakin your Mida, you have to have tremendous self-awareness of what your strengths and weaknesses are, what motivates you. And then we talk about Pashat, how to be Masakin the particular Mida. What are ways of being Masakin impatience? What are ways of being Masakin anger? What are ways of developing Zrizus? Right? So that's the basic outline of the different things we'll be doing. Okay, so I'll be talking to Baruch exactly how we're gonna structure it. We'll see. So today I figured we'll start with the meat of patience. The reason I picked patience is because it really, I hold patience has tentacles and stretches into so many different midos that if you work on that, if you work on having patience, savlamas, push it from the word savel. Savlam is the word in the Svara. We talk about a savlam. Moshe Rabbeinu was onov mikol odon. Rashi says, shafal, the savlam. He was savel. He handled things. He didn't lose his patience. And in Hebrew, it's savlamos. And really, it's difficult. Even the word, the root of the word is to be sovel. You're under a burden. It's not a tremendous burden. But the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Toiv Erech Ruach, I didn't write it down. The Pasuk slips me right now. It's in Perek Tez Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Tov Erech Mimochenir. So Tov Erech Apayim Mi Moshe. No, the Erech Apayim Mimochenir. The second thing, there's two parts of the Pasuk. Tov Erech Ruach Mi Gibor. Akoponim is talking about the. There's a gra. Rav Chaim Volozhin brings down a gra that al yedei midas. It's kedai even to hear the words, maybe even to write them down. He quotes the gra saying, al yedei midas savlonus masik ha'odam ritzono. You will acquire and get what you want through savlonus and going about it with patience. Yoser me'asher yasig al yedei kol takifus tof kuf yud fei vov sof takif al yedei kol takifus sheba olam. You'll get what you want and what you need and what you should have through patience more than bulldozing your way into things. Now, again, I pick patience because I hold, first of all, impatience, it just stretches its tentacles into so many areas. Impatience causes you to be anger. It right away leads to kas. It leads to being irritated with others, which causes onas dvarim. It right away gets you into onas dvarim. It causes, partially it's bad for your health. It causes stress, which is one of the major, it's a major health issue, stress. You talk to doctors who really understand the human being, they'll tell you stress is from the worst, among us, one of the worst things you can do. It's worse than smoking, it's worse than drinking. Stress is zichah, like the worst thing for your body that you can do. Impatience makes you do something not properly. It makes you do something hastily in a rush, and you don't do it properly, maybe whether it's a job or a shidduch or anything you want. It makes you do it not correctly, and ultimately it has a koach to turn you, so to speak, against Hashem, if you're not patient. So you want instant gratification, and you're not ready to wait. And sometimes Hashem runs the world, but you have to wait. So you're talking about really Dvarim Omdim Bruma Shalolam, right? Ultimately, sometimes Hashem is Meshalim El Ponav El Pnei Sonav La'avido, Hashem Rosha V'Tovlo and Sadik V'Ralo. And that's a question of patience, to wait and see. Ultimately, everything works out. Ultimately, Hashem is Kelemuna V'Ein Obel. But that's a midah of patience that could possibly lead a person to either being kaifa be'ikar or to questioning Hashem's rule, Hashem's running of the world. Mashenkein, if you have patience, so you make level-headed decisions. I'm going over the milos of it. You make level-headed decisions. You take the time to think things through. You take the time to learn new skills. And all your relationships with your children and with your wives and with your friends, everything will, all relationship will improve if you develop this midah of patience. And the truth is you'll use your time better if you're patient, because you'll have to do something with the time. Instead of just standing around getting stressed out and being impatient, you'll be doing purposeful things, because that's one of the tricks of developing patience, is to have something to do with that empty time that inevitably always exists. In terms of Avodas Hashem, patience teaches you to be mekabel things b'simcha, or be'ava b'simcha, to accept tzaras, to accept adversary, because patience means that things will work out at the end. It's much easier to develop simcha and to live life b'simcha if you develop the midah of patience, that you don't need everything right away, and you'll develop bitachon, because that's an aid in having patience. With children, it goes without saying. That's the biggest nesoyon of patience, is how you deal with your children, how we react to things our children does, even some everything, to daven properly. Most of it's a chisar of patience. People, they can't. So if this midah's developed, a person will have a whole new mahalach in davening, will be able to make brachas. You know, it's not nice, but I'm always with my people don't make brachas properly. Chassidus home shouldn't say it that way, but ever since I was a kid in Philadelphia, I made a survey once by the water fountain. Guys go home and take a drink of water. Like how many? But it's patience, isn't it? Because they're in a rush. To be matzliach in learning, you need patience, because to follow Dibrei Chazal, how to chazer and how to learn in the first place, you can't be in a rush. You have to have time for others. This is all in Ruchnius. I'm showing how the reason why I pick patience, because again, it has all these tentacles that lead into so much of Ruchnius. You have time for other people. The midah of being mavral midosov, mavirin lo yakol pshav. Being mavral midosov, not to, it's okay. You don't have to right away react, and you don't have to right away take revenge, and you don't have to right away answer back. Hanelovin ve'enem olvin, shomim cherposom ve'enem mishivim, right? Va'avav kesheish ha'semesh begvuroso. These are really all manifestations of the midah of savlanos. That, you know, you don't have to answer back. Someone's in their love and being a moment. This is all, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Erech HaPayim. So in terms of the meat of emulating Hashem, Hashem is Erech HaPayim. And that's promised patience. That's what it is. It's not Hashem is exhibiting patience. And he's patient with a chote, he's patient with us, and he wants to see what develops. And that's the midah of, so that would be emulating Hashem.
Is the connection of the pasuk kishesh Hashem kigvur also with
the Gemara uses it to describe hane elovim ve'enam olvim, people who are shamed, who people embarrass and shame, and they're just quiet, they don't answer back. So that midah is savlonus, onav, shofal, savlon. It really comes from the source is patience. That you don't feel obligated to shoot back. You know, the ability to be sovel it very likely comes from the source. It could come from other sources too, You could be gover al atzmacha just because of, you know, you could just like be a tzaddik and not answer back. But the pnimius, the real, if your pnimius also doesn't feel compelled to answer back, but you can force yourself to not answer back because you know it's the right thing to do. So like you put a zipper on your mouth. But we're talking about the midos. We're talking about, like I said 2 weeks ago, kas is not the outward kas. Kas is what you feel inside. When we say you shouldn't be koes, we don't mean you should turn it off and not yell. It's probably very dangerous to not yell if you feel kas inside. We're talking about the kishkas of a person. You're not supposed to feel bakas. So here also, when we talk about the real shomim cherposim ve'inam mishivim, that you're a shofal and a savlon, like it says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it means inside he's soibel it. And that's an offshoot of patience, that you don't feel you have to right away defend yourself, you don't feel you have to answer back. You'll see, you know, he said this, okay, you know, take it and stop. You don't have to react. So we'll see. But that, I'm just going through like all the different tentacles, I call it, all the different where it leads to. How it leads to bitachon too, because much of bitachon, if things are not working out, much of being mekabel what Hashem does, the ava, it comes from that. Now, okay. I'm going to skip. I wanted to talk about the different ways of the different mahalchim in Svarim of working on Tikkun Midos. I'll save that. I don't know, sure, for next week or for 2 weeks from now. We'll have to talk. Now, I want to give questions. Like, if you want to write it down, and these are, I adapted it from the book, the very fine book of Pliskin, Gateway to Self-Knowledge. So I looked at it and I adapted these questions from that book. So I have like 10 questions to ask yourself just to be able to start working on this. Okay, number one, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much patience would you rate yourself of having? Again, this is to create awareness. Are you more or less patient with family, with life, with your wife, with your children, with friends, with people who are superior to you, like you feel they're above you, or with people who are below you, and with strangers? So these are all different. You have to think, because that's going to help you see what's inside of you. So are you more or less patient with these groups of people?
This is going to show us weird lack of patience.
You're going to start thinking, and then you're going to say, well, why is that? Why am I so patient with a stranger and I'm not patient with my children? That's what it's going to lead to. Or vice versa. Why do I have patience with my children but with a stranger? I get all nervous. It's going to lead to that. So you have all this. Okay, number three is you should list 5 situations which make you impatient. Number four is list 3 situations in which you felt you were goyver and you exercised patience. Where really you had a reason to not be, you know, but you were goyver on yourself. The 3 situations in which that happened. Okay, number 5. Can you state 2 things that make it easier for you to wait for someone? When you're waiting for someone, so you're waiting, so what were you thinking about? Like, what made it easier to wait for that person? 2 things that, 2 tricks you used, maybe you didn't even realize it was a trick, but 2 things that made it easier for wait. So you could say, oh, I took out a crossword puzzle and I did, I made beneficial use of the time, in other words. So what 2 things that you did that made it easier for you to wait for someone? And 2 matzovim that made it harder for you to wait for someone? Right? What were you thinking that made it harder for you to wait than normal? Name two things that you'd like to do, but you can't. But you'll admit to yourself that if you had patience, you would be able to do it. You would develop the skill if you had patience. Two things you'd like to do, you can't. But you're ready to admit that if you had patience, you would be able to develop the skill to do it. Number 8, are you impatient even if you're not late? You have to be somewhere 9 o'clock and you miss a bus. You're going to get there by 9 o'clock anyway. So are you impatient when you're waiting for the next bus to come? Are you tapping your foot, looking out to see if it's coming already? Going like that. Number 9, do you raise your voice when you're impatient? What?
Because it might not be a bad midah, it becomes like impatient versus being on time.
We're not, and Echlami, we're not talking good or bad now. We're talking now recognizing certain key things that you will then, in the workshops, hopefully, if we set this up well, you will be able to tackle it. I think there's a lot of parts to tackling it, the studying it and getting at the shayrish of it, recognizing it, thinking where your strengths lie, like what koichos hanefesh you have. That I skipped over that this week. There's around 6 or 7 mahalchen and tikkun midos that really every person can choose for himself what works better for him. Whether it's limud musar or other such things. There's always, different people react in different ways. What? I'm not sure. Number 8. Are you impatient even if you're not late? You're not going to be late, but. Do you raise your voice when you're impatient? And are you more or less patient when you're teaching someone? When you're in a position that you're teaching someone, do you find yourself having more patience than normal or less patience? Okay, that's it. It's really time to marry. Okay.